State Senator Bob Jauch looked out at the hundreds of people assembled in front of the headquarters of Flambeau River Papers and directed their attention to a smokestack.
If you see that white smoke, that beautiful white smoke billowing in the Vatican, that white smoke symbolizes hope and a new era, a renewal, and happiness for a community.
The smoke coming from the tower at the old Smart Papers plant was a victory for the legislature, a victory for the people of Park Falls, and a victory for Governor Jim Doyle.
Well, in the immortal words of Jackie Gleason, how sweet it is.
The deal worked out by the governor and the legislature provides a $4 million loan and reopens the plant under local ownership. Doyle says he's excited that the mill will produce not just paper, but ethanol.
If they can find another use for the pulp, including the creation of ethanol, it would be enormously helpful. You know, we hope that we're going to be able to take this story, which is already kind of a fairy tale story, and turn it into something that's even better than that.
But if the governor was optimistic, the man who led the local investors in the fairy tale story was restrained and humble. Butch Johnson says he understands that an entire community is depending on him.
My name shouldn't be said, because a hero today, a bum tomorrow, if we don't make this thing go right. And I've got a lot of people's confidence that we're going to make this go right, and I've got a lot to be ashamed of if we don't.
But for today, the new owner of Flambeau River Papers is nothing but a hero to the people of Park Falls and to the 300 workers here who almost lost their jobs. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.